Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
Hello, and welcome back. On today's episode, we have the pleasure of bringing you another travel highlight trip.
We took our annual trip to the New Jersey Firemen's Convention held in Wildwood, New Jersey, this past September. It's a regular trip for us. We have been going for many years. The trip has taken different forms as our family has grown and matured. It's basically a relaxing beach trip that we force ourselves and want to do every September, every year.
It makes me think, why did the crab never share?
Why?
Because he was shellfish. Back to the show.
Dad joke 101.
I wasn't paying attention at all. We're talking about Wildwood, and we stayed in our normal Nassau Inn location. It's a little bit dated, but it's a nice place in Wildwood Crest, New Jersey. Worth checking out if you're maybe not a family of six.
Worth checking out even if you are. We've made it work for at least the last 10 years.
We did. And it did work. And now it unfortunately has become more of a timeshare-esque experience. I had to sign a lease. They wouldn't take payment the day of. It was a little bit of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, and they have changed their policy. So essentially, there's no more keys. You just get a code, which is great. It's safe and secure, and everybody can get in and out of the room. But they also kind of took away most of the staff. So it is very cold.
Yeah, it's like corporate. It was a family kind of vibe because the staff had been there for so long. And now it's more of a corporate vibe.
And it's kind of like you're getting less stuff for more money.
Yeah, it was significantly more than previous years, and you definitely got less of a service level.
Right. We've been contemplating changing our venue at Wildwood for a few years now, and we finally made the leap. We figured for the price, we were getting a great deal and staying at a place where, although tight, we fit. But now we're going to up our game a little because we're virtually the same price. We're going to get more space.
And you'll definitely be able to hear about that trip in our next Wildwood episode. The weather cooperated with us. It was seasonally cool in the morning, comfortable in the afternoon. I actually think it was some of the best weather we've had in a while down there.
Yeah, we usually run the risk of one or two of the days of our trip. It rains.
So what did we do while we were there? Normal stuff. It wasn't an overly booked trip. It was a trip where I'm required to do a couple things, like check in up at the convention area. This year, it was one of the rare times that one of my children came with me up to the convention area. So we walked around the apparatus vendor area. That child that came with me discovered the wonders of convention swag.
Oh, he was very excited to come back with his koozie and his water bottle and all the other free stuff he got. He thought he hit the jackpot.
And he knew a tremendous amount of information about apparatus and equipment. So thank you to all the vendors that attended and tolerated a child coming by to get the swag. He definitely enjoyed himself. We hit the beach up. It was a little cool. There was a breeze, but it was still good.
It was great. I sat on the beach while you guys chose to get in the water and get out into the frigid air, and I was good.
And for those of you that have never been, had the pleasure of going to the Wildwood Beach, Wildwood Crest Beach, it's half desert, half beach.
you kind of have to walk for a good 15 minutes before you get to the water. And that's after you've already put your feet in the sand.
Right. You walk down the boardwalk and you think, oh, we're going to be at the beach in no time. About halfway through the beach, you can stop at the rest area, which has porta johns and garbage cans. And then you realize you're still miles from the water.
But we also went to the pool.
We did. And the pool at the Nassau Inn is a heated pool,
which is fantastic, unless it's chilly out, because then you never want to get out of the warm water.
Which occurred. We stayed in for quite a while because of the outside temperature. We hit up the Wildwood Boardwalk a couple times.
Yeah, because that's a thing. We have to.
Can't go there and not get fudge.
Right. Or cheese fries in a bucket, or get a sweatshirt.
Coors ice cream.
Coors ice cream.
And for some reason, our family has a sweatshirt fetish. We have to get, at least one of us is getting a sweatshirt.
I think all the kids get a sweatshirt every single year we go to Wildwood.
And then much like socks, we get home and they're gone.
But we also went to Duffer's. And Duffer's is a locally famous ice cream parlor. We go there every year. You order a sundae. It's pretty much the size of your head. Most of us never finish it, but can't not go there.
And another family favorite for us, we ride our bikes when we're in Wildwood a lot. Where we live, it's pretty mountainous, lots of hills. Well, Wildwood is not. It's typical ocean, shore, flat, so you can ride far.
And for a really long time, and you just feel like you really didn't do much. I think we rode our bikes for 3 hours straight.
Which is not unusual for us during that trip, but is unusual for us because I'm pretty lazy, if I am honest about it.
No, I love riding my bike in Wildwood. I would take my bike everywhere.
I would too. If I lived in a place like Wildwood, I would bike, because you just to go to the store to get, I don't know, milk or half and half or soda, whatever you want, it's an easy ride to do 2-3 miles one way. Like the kids would just get on the bike at the hotel and go over to Wawa, which was what, 2 miles away?
Mm-hmm.
We have a store from our house that's about 2 miles away. I have never known our children to get on the bike here and do that.
That's because they'd have to ride downhill and then back up the hill.
The ups are hard. Ups are definitely hard.
And this year, which doesn't usually happen, typically we have had children in school during this trip, so we would give them off one day. So Paul has to be down there on Thursday morning, and we would go later, probably Thursday night or Friday night, depending on where they were in school and what they had to do. So this is the first year that I got to go down and be there on a Thursday.
Right. We actually could have checked in early if we wanted to pay the additional fee to the Nassau Inn, which is new. They never had an additional fee before. We had, drumroll please, an adult dinner for the first time in all those years.
Yeah, it was just the two of us because the kids didn't come down until Friday. We got to go find a seafood restaurant, which does not appeal to everyone in our family, and have a really nice dinner together.
Now, we enjoy our children being with us and going out to eat at places. Like, we hit the Mavis Diner, maybe later on our list. That's like a family-oriented diner, cool place. But this place was called the Boathouse, which we got to by accident. Oh, and we rode our bikes there.
We did ride our bikes there.
Like two teenagers, we were out riding our bikes, holding hands, riding into the sunset. Our first adult meal in a long time. We had seafood, and we had such phenomenal views of the sunset from that restaurant
that we sat eating dinner and taking pictures.
We did. We did, in fact, like tourists, take pictures.
And we played pickleball, which has become our new fun thing to do, good activity. We got a lesson from a few locals that were down there playing. Just so everyone's aware, the Wildwood pickleball courts are amazing. They're beautiful. They're brand new. I think there's 8 courts that are lined specifically for pickleball.
We witnessed a pickleball tournament.
We did. So we went down, asked a few questions on Friday. We thought we'd get out and just get a little exercise. The kids were resting or relaxing or whatever they were doing. And we met some people at the court who were so nice to teach us a few things and play with us for about an hour. They mentioned that they were having a tournament the next day. So we got up Saturday morning early and headed over to check it out.
And we learned a lot at that also. During our lesson, so to speak, we found out that our pickleball equipment was substandard.
I think he said that they're toys.
That was the quote. And yet he still played with us. He was a really nice guy. We had the wrong balls.
Correct. We had indoor pickleball balls and we needed outdoor.
So let's throw down our street cred now.
Now we have outdoor.
Franklin X's.
Oh, we do have Franklin X's. That's apparently the standard for pickleball balls.
And we are swinging some serious Ben Johns from yes. Jula.
And we got some new Jula paddles so we don't look like the people that are playing with toys.
You know, we got a pool and a pond. Pond's good for you. We're not those people anymore. We did another one of my newfound hobbies while we were riding bikes. We checked out several thrift stores.
We did. I don't know why, but we're those people now. We love to stop at a thrift store and see if we can find something of great value for a little bit of money.
We are. And while we were out doing that, we found a model railroad storefront. It was pretty cool. They had all the different gauges or sizes of them. They had a model running around the store. Model railroad, I guess I should clarify.
If you've never been to Wildwood, there is a tram car that you can ride up and down the boardwalk if it's too much walking for you or you just want to...
Watch the tram car, please.
That's exactly what it sounds like. And while we were in this little model railroad store, they actually had a tiny little tram car that you could buy that said those exact words.
I'm sure there's more that we did. We had family drama.
We did, because we always do, but... I feel like we were busy the entire time.
We weren't as busy as the kids. They were so busy that even 4 a.m. they were doing things.
Yeah, but we also, although I feel like we were busier, I felt like it was more relaxing.
And we're going to talk about that too, because it's important to know how we pulled that off. So, as with any of our other travel episodes, we want to talk about what worked well, what you might be able to take away, to improve your own future trips.
We packed our travel appliance pack. It's kind of a little suitcase that we put a few things in that we find make our trips more convenient. We have a K-cup maker, a toaster, and a magic bullet blender.
Now, we do recognize you. We wouldn't take that if we're flying somewhere, but we do take it anytime we're driving somewhere so that we know we have it.
Because I am a coffee drinker, morning, noon, and night. And when you go to a hotel and they're like, here's your one cup of coffee packet. Good luck with that. Doesn't really do it for me.
And I am a magic bullet blender guy. I prefer to have a protein shake or two a day in my newfound healthy lifestyle. In that package, I've also added, after a few trips and some frustration, an outlet strip. And it turns out on this trip, because of the age of the Nassau, we really did need it. Because if we didn't have it, we would have had a problem plugging our CPAPs in the right places.
And everything else that five people need to plug in for a few days.
Another thing that we've discovered in our last few, two or three trips, is unpacking your suitcase when you get there into the furniture, the dresser, the closet. It does make it less stressful and more organized.
And more relaxing. I feel like we have the things we need and we know everything is put away and you just kind of come and go and you're not digging through a suitcase, it makes your trip more relaxing.
I used to be one of those travelers that prided myself on living out of my duffel bag for some strange reason. I can't even tell you what my thinking was, but now that I've done this on trips, I will do this on every trip.
The kids and us all kind of kept our stuff put away and cleaned up and garbage in a garbage can and dishes washed. It just made that small space much easier to be in with five people.
Now, our setup in this particular place, we ended up using the sofa bed. In years past, we've been a little lazy about making sure the sofa bed gets away. This year, I made a point of making sure it gets put away during the day. I think that made a difference, too, in the quality of life in the room, for lack of a better term.
We always, when we take this trip, and I would like to say not always, but always, go to the grocery store. We try and buy snacks, and it really does help on overspending on incidentals. We're not constantly dishing out money for a soda or a snack somewhere. We have it in our room, in our fridge, in our cabinets.
And on this trip, we knew more about the kitchen than we know about most times, because the Nassau we've been at for years. So we even did a dinner at the hotel one night.
We did. We didn't have necessarily all of the cooking things we needed, but we made it work.
We did make it work, and it was good, and it was totally stress-free. It wasn't who wants what for dinner. I don't want this. I don't want that. It wasn't, oh, we have to eat right now. It was a nice laid-back pasta dinner.
And because we are such avid bike riders when we take this trip, we made sure all the bikes were prepared and ready to go before we left. We brought bikes for everyone. It was a good time.
So, like every other trip, I said so again.
You say it a lot. I cut it out.
Dear audience, I apologize for saying all the so's.
Instead of the ums or the ands, you say the so's.
I'm a so'ser. So, like, I can't believe I just did that.
Sorry, that's so terrible. Funny.
I need a new word.
I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard.
What do you think could have went better?
Well, we did have two of our kids, and we say kids, but they are not kids anymore. They are actually all legally adults. Meet up with a few of the firemen that were down there. And
dirty firemen.
Went to a party and stayed out pretty much all night long. And of course, us at our age, we were in bed. And when one of us got up to use the bathroom and realized we were missing two people, it became a little bit of family drama. But they were fine, and they were together, and they were with some nice people.
Which, ironically, I don't know if you picked up on this, they were out because of their age. I was up because of my age. I had to get up to use the facilities.
No matter how old you are, apparently you're up at 4 a.m.
Lesson learned. Our kids' arrival plans weren't well synced with ours. The bonus was we got the adult dinner. The bad part was there was no pre-planning of that adult dinner.
Because we were unsure of when they were arriving, and because their plans kept changing, we didn't have the ability to make plans to go out. We just kind of did it on a whim, which is really more my style.
It is your style, and it worked out fantastic. It really did. The boathouse in Wildwood, New Jersey, awesome. Two thumbs up.
You're saying that the two or three times that you've said something was fantastic when it was just fly by the seat of your pants isn't a bad thing?
I don't know if I'd go that far. Another discovery. This is an important one. If you order a pizza and it says it for cheese, you might want to ask what cheeses they are.
Because we ordered a four cheese pizza thinking our kids all like cheese pizza. That's great. What we didn't know was one of the cheeses they put on their pizza down there was blue cheese. And it was disgusting.
I wasn't so kind to our youngest when he was not eating the four cheese pizza, saying it doesn't taste good. I was doing the stoic, we'll use that word, father, saying, well, eat it. We bought it for you. There's starving people all over the world.
And then we tried it.
And then I tried it. I felt bad for the pizza, my son. And did I mention blue cheese on pizza isn't good?
Sorry if you like it that way. It's just not our style.
You know, I think it was just unexpected.
I'm only a blue cheese fan in one instance, and that's when you're eating wings. But other than that, it could disappear from the face of the earth.
I do like blue cheese on my salads with wings. I didn't like it on pizza. What's next for Wildwood?
Well, we're going to upgrade our lodging. One, due to the increase of prices that are going up everywhere in Wildwood. We did pick a more resort setting type of hotel. It's two blocks away from where we were, but it's a beautiful brand new resort and it is right on the water.
We're going to communicate and collaborate a little better about our individual activities and arrival. I'm going to encourage our children to do what they did this time and come later. We're going to plan an adult dinner for us. We're going to visit the Wildwood Aquarium.
Because he has wanted to for years, and we just never seem to get there.
We walk past it 5 or 6 times a trip. I'm sure it's a fish tank.
Behind a wall.
With some fish. Yet, I don't know. I've never been in it.
And we're going to plan a little more self-funding by our adult children. They're actually adults. They have jobs. They have a little spending money to spend on things here and there. So if we are providing their food and their place to stay, pretty sure they can bring some spending money and buck it up.
Kathy and I are going to check out some more adult spots. And I'm sure we're going to have somebody in tow.
I'm sure we're going to have 3 people in tow.
New place we found this year that's probably been there for years, the Honky Tonk Bar. That's a definite checkout next year. The National Fallen Firefighters Foundation Party. Wanted to go this year. We just ended up busy doing other things and didn't make it. Walk the convention tents, which we did a little bit, but it was rushed, and we're going to make some more time for that.
We're going to find some more local restaurants and shops to check out. I love shopping local, and I love trying local food. I know we live in New Jersey, and this is New Jersey, but there are some things in South Jersey that they do differently than we do here in North Jersey.
For sure. Like eat pork roll.
And we're going to plan on a little bit more pickleball, because like I said, those courts are amazing.
And the people there were great. Kudos to Wildwood, Wildwood Crest, the facilities, the rec league, the charity tournament we were at. It was fantastic. It was actually very, very social. Overall, we had a wonderful, relaxing beach trip to the Wildwoods and look forward to our trip next year. We already have our next trip planned in March of 2026. The whole clan's going to get in the Woody station wagon and head to historic Williamsburg, Virginia. I'm hopeful we can get a little mini trip in for just the two of us before that.
That would be nice. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, thoughts, or just want to connect, please reach out to us at adulting.com or through our socials. Be safe, make memories, and enjoy adulting. Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and/or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.